Recording in progress.
As I've learned, it helps to record the podcast. Boy, what you missed when I didn't record the podcast, dear listener. Oh, God. Ah, Friday at long last. Friday. This is yowshow.ca, the Yow Podcast. It's Ottawa-based. We talk Ottawa things, not exclusively, but think of it as like a lighthearted newscast with your friends Zoe and John. She would be Zoe. I would be John. You have just had an awesome experience booking ahead for a birthday party for some axe throwing, and you wanted to do a little shout out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I absolutely want to shout out Lumberjacks. It's over at 250 City Center here in the Ottawa, like downtown core. Keith, huge shout out. Was so fun to book it with. This is our, I guess, second annual, you know, stepmom's birthday axe throwing competition. Everyone wants to chop my head off the top tier because I won last year. So I'm
wait. Literally or figuratively chop your head off?
Figuratively chop me off the top spot. Yeah, no, not actually. I don't think they would allow that at Lumberjacks.
But I would hope not.
Yeah, he was so fun. And so I said, oh, hey, like before we get off the phone, like, could you send the waivers over to me? I just want to get them out to everyone. And he's like, and this is why you're awesome, Zoe. Yeah, it's just things like that that made the experience of booking it so phenomenal. So huge shout out. I'm so excited to do our second annual, my stepmom's birthday there. So
right on. A city center, if people have not been there in a while, they've really done a bang up job fixing that up and modernizing it. I had a friend of mine, she was running an office in there for a while, and they've converted like a lot of the old bays and stuff for delivery trucks, mm-hmm. which would be perfect for axe throwing, obviously. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on at City Center. That is, you know that area better than I do. If people are not familiar with it, it's the big white building you see if you're driving around Little Italy, right?
So as you're going over the bridge from Preston down into Hindenburg, you'll see it there. But if you're looking for pool, gymnastics, dance studios, looking for a bar, looking for some great food, or if you're looking to throw some axes, that's the place to go here. And it's got all in one. It's great.
You know what, Zoe? It's Friday. I am looking to throw some axes, and I'm looking for a bar. Those two sound like a really good thing to mix together.
Yeah, Lumberjacks mixes both of those fabulous things in one place, but then there's also Beyond the Pale Brewing Company downstairs.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and they've got some fantastic food there too.
All right, let's set you up for your weekend movie viewing. Keith Whittier, wittywhittier.com, joins us next. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. Just like yesterday, today is a gray, wet day. Rain until the end of the afternoon. It looks like the evening is just cloudy with a moderate wind from the south. Today, we already reached the high temperature of 17 degrees. It cools off to 5 degrees at night. In the middle of the night, it starts to rain again. Saturday is a lot like today. Rain in the daytime and cloudy in the evening. A high of only 7 degrees in the daytime, at night a low of 3 degrees, but at least just cloudy and no rain. Sunday is the best day of the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds in the daytime, a high of 12 degrees. At the end of the afternoon, showers will develop. At night, partly cloudy and a low of 4 degrees. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Kempville, Ontario, this was your BTR Weatherman Finn, voted Ottawa's best podcaster of 2024. Only on blasttheradio.com. Catch me again on Monday for Finn's Daily Forecast. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
We've got Keith Whittier here with everything you need to be adding to your watch list this rainy weekend. What's up, Keith?
Zoe, it is fantastic to see the both of you. I will bypass the fact that I didn't get my regular song and hopefully that it'll be back next week. I have got
Keith
two movies
Whittier,
to talk about.
He's the movie guy, Keith Whittier. His name starts with a Y. Oh, no, I'm looking. There's a Y in your name. All right. No. See, this is why we let Zoe do that. I was just
that was terrible. Never do that again. Zoe, this is why we need you. Okay.
See?
The first movie we are going to talk about is a film called Civil War. This was a film that made its premiere at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and it's a very, very powerful film. Dystopian film looking into the not so distant future on what the United States could look like. Ooh. This movie is very much influenced by the events of January the 6th, and we see that basically the U.S. is under siege. I want you to think of images like The Walking Dead, where cars are stranded on the highway, businesses are run down, things of that nature. And we're following some journalists led by a character played by Kirsten Dunst as she's on her way from New York to Washington, D.C. to hopefully interview the president, who is in his third term because he's kind of got a stronghold on the office. So it's an interesting tale, which kind of isn't one of those films that's, oh, if you're a Republican or if you're a Democrat, because it kind of strips away those parties and it introduces some new factions.
Okay.
But it also looks at it from the perspective of journalism and how the journalists also played an important part on things that happened, like on January the 6th. This is a very powerful film, which will definitely foster a lot of conversation. I think the film is well made, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around what I saw just last night. But again, I think Civil War is a very powerful film. And in a year of, you know, you're constantly getting your sequels and your reboots and your remakes and all of those things, it's something different. And I have no problem recommending people checking it out.
I absolutely saw when I saw the trailer, I sent it straight over to Mr. Handsome and was like, this needs to go on our list. And he's like, I saw this and I definitely want to see it. So I'm so glad you gave it such a good review, because we're going to go see it for sure. 100%.
Yeah. Now, the second film I want to talk about, I want to bring you something a little lighter. So let's talk about Ricky Stenicki. This is a film that's been playing on Amazon Prime for a couple of weeks. But again, I don't necessarily know how many people raced to see it. But this is a movie that that stars Zac Efron, and he's part of a group of friends who, anytime there's a function that comes up that their significant others is suggesting to them, they use the Ricky Stenicki excuse. Oh, we can't get together for that. Ricky Stenicki's getting surgery. Ricky Stenicki's getting married. Ricky Stenicki just got back from this trip.
I love
it. He's this fictional person that has never seen the light of day until they need to present him. And they're in Las Vegas, and they come across this performer played by John Cena, who they hire to play the aforementioned Ricky Stenicki.
Awesome.
So now they bring back John Cena's character, this Ricky Stenicki guy, and he starts, you know, engrossing himself in their lives, and it just comedic hilarity ensues. This is a fun film. I mean, it's one of those films that's perfectly suited for something on a streaming service. It's one of those movies that, you know, if you're looking for something light and you don't want to deal with all the seriousness of a January 6th type movie, I have no problem recommending Ricky Stenicki. And I think it also shows that John Cena's comedic prowess is ever growing, because this seems to be his niche. I know when The Rock transformed from wrestling to the big screen, it was mainly action films. And I think Cena seems to be more suited towards the comedic stuff. So Ricky Stenicki, a fun one to check out on Prime Video.
I was just going to ask, that was streaming where? Nice. And a little taste of his sense of humor when he walked naked across the Oscar stage just a couple of weeks ago.
But also when you add in Andrew Santino, he's a fantastic comedian as well. So you know that there's definitely going to be some like fantastic jokes in there, which I did see it. And it is just, like you said, a very lighthearted, you know, don't bog yourself down kind of movie. So yeah, it was fantastic.
Absolutely.
He's Keith Whittier from Ottawa Life Magazine, online at wittywhittier.com. The listener may not be aware of this. I do, how many stations am I on now? 6-7 shows a day for different
reasons. Worldwide, baby. Worldwide.
So I am a prep and research maniac. And so I thought, you know, for Friday, let's bring some of the more lighthearted stories that I have had in the past couple of days to this show. It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman. Are you a fan, Zoe, of daylight saving time, spring forward, fall back?
Not really. I feel like I fall in the category of most people of like, you could probably just get rid of that.
I'm fine with it. But if you are one of those people who is on Team Zoe, it's not going to get any better for you, I'm afraid, because there's a whole new time zone coming before the end of 2026. Are you ready?
What? Sure.
For the lunar time zone, the moon is going to have its own time zone. NASA has been ordered by the White House to do this because the U.S. is ramping up space exploration, of course, and if they can work with time zones, it better helps them coordinate precise operations and landing on the moon, etc.
Oh, okay. But, like, it's not really affecting us, like, the way daylight savings
probably
affects
not.
Us. Oh, okay.
But I do like the idea of spring forward, fall back, moon someone.
Yeah, I just...
You had to know I was going.
I know,
there.
But I was just gonna say, like, I'm still recovering from the last, like, spring forward and fall back, and I just can't. I don't know. This year, it's not been good for me. I've been having a hard time adjusting. I don't know about anyone else, but
I'm almost sorry I brought it up. Hey, you're gonna be traveling in the next little while, aren't you? Let's talk travel.
Yes. Yeah.
Where are you going?
I am off to Mexico.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, if you've ever traveled and lost your luggage, you know how stressful it is when you get to your destination and your luggage did not. I hope that doesn't happen for you, Zoe. I hope so too,
but I've, like, well planned for this because it is for a wedding. So there's some stuff that needs to be when I get there.
That's carry on, right?
Yes, yeah. all of it's carry on for sure.
Well, here's a story. An Air Canada passenger has gone viral. You think it's stressful when you get there and discover your luggage is missing. She was sitting on her plane as the plane was making its way to take off, and she's staring at her suitcase still sitting on the tarmac, and she's like, hello? Anybody help me? Her name is Hannah McCormick. She is a travel nurse based in British Columbia. She was actually That is a cool job. She was actually on her way to a brand new job that she was starting in Cowichan Bay on Vancouver Island. Every single thing in her suitcase was job related.
No. Okay. At that point, girl, I think it's okay to pull the emergency exit door.
and help yourself to whatever's at the bar while you're at it.
Anyway, yeah, exactly.
She had a conversation, of course, with the staff at Air Canada. They really stepped out. For all the bad stories we're getting about airline travels these days, Air Canada really stepped up. Her bag arrived within hours.
Oh, good. I'm so happy for her. And good on you, Air Canada. We don't say it often enough. For reasons, but good one on this one.
And I have this story today. You are much more adventurous with food than I am.
I would say yes, I agree to
We've established this a long, long time ago. Have you ever had escargot?
I have had escargot, yes.
I have not, because why would I eat that is kind of my attitude.
Well, that's fair.
But if I were to have escargot, I would probably have escargot from, you know, like a 5-star cordon bleu type restaurant, like Petit Bill's, that kind of place.
Yeah, or just a place that's known for its, like, seafood, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some place where they know what they're doing.
Yes.
There's a video that's gone viral on TikTok. A Canadian guy, his TikTok handle is Dustin, the number 4, R-D. Dustin 4 R.D. Dustin, on TikTok, tried escargot for the very first time. But the escargot he tried, and why this is a thing I will never know, he tried the $2 can of escargot available at Dollarama.
Okay, you can get chips and, like, dry pantry items at Dollar Store. I won't judge you.
Right.
But you picked up the can of escargot and thought, this seems like a good plan. It's like when, what do they say about, like, getting airport sushi? Like, just don't do that. Like, save yourself the problem later. Like,
I don't think we need to play too many of the sound effects and his describing it as looking like a big booger, etc. let's just fast forward to the end of his TikTok. And this is kind of his summary, if you will.
Yeah, it was absolutely disgusting.
Ooh, that definitely doesn't sound like something you nor I would be eating. And again, I'm the adventurous one.
If you want to see it for yourself, he's on TikTok. Dustin, the number 4, RD.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you, Friday's edition.
Yeah. You caught that. Wasn't sure if I was being too subtle. All right. Couple of news nuggets to pass along. Looks like we're in for another bad wildfire season. Remember last year with the smoke in the air, etc.?
What? It's raining so much.
Yeah, well, once we get past that, apparently, we're all going to die. So
that checks out.
I hate stories like this. A scammer tricked an 81-year-old woman into handing over $17,500.
No.
He was pretending to be an RCMP officer, both a bank teller, by the way, and a manager at Canadian Tire, tried to tell her, "This sounds like you are a scam victim," but the person claiming to be an RCMP investigator, of course, said, "Yeah, that's what people are going to tell you," and she kept going with the scam. $17,500.
I feel so bad for her, and kudos to the people trying to warn her. And screw you, scammer person.
Yeah, how does that?
And
come
I hope
up
you get caught, because you can face quite a few fines and jail time for impersonating an RCMP or any person.
And Zoe and John will shake our finger at you.
I will shake my finger. Right. You are being scolded, sir.
No dessert. Dare you. There you go. Registered sex offender who police believe may be a risk to reoffend is now in Vanier. He has a history of many offenses, sexual assault, and also making child pornography. Do yourself a favor, especially if you live in the Vanier area, and get to the Ottawa Police website and make sure you are familiar with what he looks like, etc. On a happier note, the National Arts Center has announced its outdoor summertime lineup, and this is so cool. It includes concerts on a boat cruising up and down the Rideau Canal.
Oh, that's so fancy sounding.
Take
we'll have to check that
my
out.
Money. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We got your weekend what to do coming up here in just a matter of moments with Zoe, by the way, so stay tuned for that. A foam party in Kingston went horribly wrong.
Oh, gosh. How?
10 people.
Too many bubbles?
Well, too many chemicals. 10 people rushed to hospital with chemical burns to their eyes.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Right?
Oh, man. Like, now I'm just going to be, like, scared of foam parties in the future. Like, I never thought that that would be on a thing to be scared about. Now,
be the last thing on my mind. Absolutely. I'm right there with you. All right. And let's end things on a high note. Taylor Swift.
Woo.
Yes.
Woo.
She has made her way to our news nuggets. She's back on TikTok. Interesting, isn't it? Her music
calling
has
all Swifties. It's calling all Swifties.
It's been gone for 10 weeks. In fact, Universal Records, her record label, pulled all of their artists off TikTok 10 weeks ago. Mysteriously yesterday, Taylor has reappeared, and she's the only artist from that label. Gee, does she have a new album coming out the next day or so? Huh.
Yes, huh. I believe you're correct.
Is there anybody in the world more powerful than Taylor Swift right now? I don't think so. Your Friday News Nuggets.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. True growth begins outside of your comfort zone. In fact, growth and empowerment are often found in challenges and unfamiliar situations. Stepping outside of your comfort zone is an essential step to discovering your true potential and embracing your authentic self. It's in these moments that you learn the most about what you're really made of. So try taking some baby steps outside of your comfort zone into the world that's waiting for you. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Hey, if you're looking for fun stuff to do on the weekend, Zoe has a few ideas. These are events happening in and around Ottawa for Friday, April 12th through Sunday, April 14th.
And because the weather is not looking so great this weekend, I have found some activities that you can do inside and have a ton of fun at. So tonight, if you are looking for some adrenaline, the FMX World Tour Champions are happening tonight at TD Place, starting at 6 p.m., the best of the best in freestyle motocross will be getting your heart racing with the most death-defying tricks.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 613 Fleet is back at the Aberdeen Pavilion from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Check out all the creative vendors we have here in Ottawa. There is a great variety of products, and you can even bring your well-behaved dog. The event is free for all, but I'm sure you will be spending money on all the great stuff that's available.
That's how they get you.
And on Sunday, the Ottawa's third Black Business Expo will be on at the Shaw Center from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. There will be over 100 entrepreneurs showcasing their vibrant and dynamic businesses. This event highlights the diversity and culture of Black business owners in our community.
Very cool.
And of course, we love our music. So of course, I've got some music things for you to do this weekend, indoors still, of course. Tonight, rock out at Canadian Tire Center with Queens of Stone Age starting at 7:30 p.m.
How did I not know they were in town?
I knew you were going to say that when I brought this up. I was like, you're going to be so hyped.
I see all the other stations I'm on are like top 40 stations. I'm so out of the loop when it comes to rock now. Anyway, thank you, Zoe, for that. All right.
You're welcome. Maybe you'll go do that this evening.
And I'll be home wishing I was doing that this evening.
Tomorrow, Kaylee Jade will be at the Montgomery Scotch Lounge, which you and I still need to check out because that name sounds so dope. Right. She is an award-winning Edmonton artist, created her own band with that pop-forward indie folk music, and the show starts at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Do you have an address for that place? Whereabouts is it?
It's in the downtown.
All right, that narrows it down. Cool.
Yeah. Let's go there. And on Sunday, Centerpoint Theater will have the well-known Calgary-hailing band, the Stampeders, on their One More Time tour show starting at 7:30 p.m. I knew you would get excited about these two.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I am just bringing it today for Milky.
Sweet city woman.
Exactly.
Amazing. This is Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman. YowShow.ca. Oh, thank goodness. For a while, I thought we were just going to stumble around downtown looking for this scotch bar. Excuse me. There's a scotch bar. You actually have an address for us.
Yes, it's at 750 Gladstone Avenue, and it's a Scotch lounge, live music lounge, if you will. So
we've got to check that out, Zoe. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, we definitely do.
Okay.
Yeah.
A wet weekend ahead. Thank you, Finn, for that wonderful forecast. So I guess if you're staying in, you need some stuff to watch. So here's the question. What you watching? We got a few options for you. Streaming on Apple TV Plus, brand new series called Franklin.
The turtle?
That's what I thought too, but no.
Oh. Okay. Go on, I guess. Yeah. I won't be as excited, but go.
Pardon me while I disappoint you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like we're married. in December 1776, Benjamin Franklin is world famous for his electrical experiments, but his passion and power are put to the test when he embarks on a secret mission to France with the fate of American independence hanging in the balance.
Ooh, that sounds dramatic.
I think I'd prefer Franklin the Turtle, really.
It is a little bit more lighthearted sounding.
A little bit. You're too young to remember Good Times, which was a very prominent sitcom in the 70s. Think back to what you know from history at that time, right? Racial integration. Most of what you would see on TV was very, very white. Good Times is one of those shows, along with the Jeffersons, that put black families on primetime television. JJ was one of the characters, and he had a famous line, "Dynamite!" Well, on Netflix, they're animating that.
Oh, that's interesting. Like, I know they did that with the Canadian show Corner Gas. Like, that was obviously a show that we all watched back in the day. And then
the only thing worse than Corner Gas is animated Corner Gas. I hope that's not the case.
I have heard that, but maybe that won't be what happens with Good Times. Maybe it'll be even better.
Because I grew up watching that, right? Because I'm old.
Yes.
I don't know how that's going to work in 2024's landscape, but okay, I'm going to give that a shot. I'm going to watch that. So that's Good Times. That is streaming on Netflix. And the big thing, I cannot miss this, Billy Joel's concert special. That is on CBS Sunday at 9. It is his 100th consecutive performance at Madison Square Garden. He brings on a special guest every single night. So the Sunday show is full of guest performers. It is CBS 9 o'clock on Sunday. That is what you're watching. And this is Yao, your Ottawa webcast with our fancy new website. You like our new website?
I love our new website.
Every single podcast, every single show is now available individually. We're putting up show art, making it even easier for you to see. And if you like an episode, of course, you can instantly share that with a friend, etc. So yes, we are on Spotify. Yes, we are on Apple, but it makes it real easy if you just go to yowshow.ca.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
I'll see you at Scotch Bar, okay?
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.